And welcome to Yoga Business Bootcamp, where yoga meets business. My name is Amanda Kingsmith, and I am going to be your host throughout this podcast series. I am so excited to take you through a series of conversations around best practices for your yoga business. And at the end of each episode, I hope that you leave feeling educated and ready to elevate your yoga business. Now, on to the episode. Hey everyone, Amanda here, back for another special episode of Yoga Business Bootcamp. I'm so excited that you've decided to join me today. Today we're talking about expanding your offerings. And this is really, really similar to sales funnels, which is another topic we are covering in Yoga Business Bootcamp. And today we're talking about all the different things you can do outside of studio classes. So when you become a yoga teacher, studio classes are kind of the first natural thing that, you know, we all do. We just start teaching at yoga studios because that's where we can find our students and that's where we can expand our offerings and so much more. And this section is very much about how we can go outside of that and find more students and make more money. And one of the things that I really think is that you should consider yourself a yoga entrepreneur, not a yoga employee. So you are an entrepreneur. You're free to create your own business as we're doing in Yoga Business Bootcamp. Therefore, you can think of offerings that you want to do that match with your business. So this is very much about different things you can do with suggestions, but I really want you to create something really unique that vibes with your brand, your business, and that your target market is going to love. So a couple of different things that you can do to expand your offerings. Workshops is a really great option. Think about something that's unique, something that you can do really, really well that your peeps are going to love. Brainstorm that, put it together, pitch it to a studio, and then make it happen. And once you've created it, you can run it a ton of different times at a ton of different places. So you want to have a couple different, you know, signature workshop offerings. And this is a great way to make extra money and to get to know a new audience and to really find out who's engaging with you. The other thing that you can do is private sessions. Privates are so fun to teach. It's such a great way to interact with your students, to be one-on-one with them, and it's also a higher rate, which means you make more money. The other side of that is that you're going to put more work in. Privates are a lot more work because it's really tailored to that person. You want to make sure that they are getting everything that they want out of it because it does cost more money. So they're really paying for that one-on-one time with you. So it should be very hands-on within comfort levels. It should be very much geared towards what that person needs and focused on that. It's not about what you want to teach that day. It's about what they need. But a great way to expand your offerings. Corporate yoga, taking yoga and bringing it to the corporate world. What a great way to expand your offerings. You can start doing this by, you know, reaching out to different companies that you know of, asking your friends if you could get into their companies, and just starting to, you know, teach in the city or town that you live in a whole different capacity. And again, this is going to be super different. These people are not yogis most of the time. They're people who sit all day long at their computer. And so they need something totally different. But it's really fun to get these people who don't come to the yoga studio doing yoga. To me, that's what yoga is about. It's about getting, you know, everybody with everybody practicing yoga. Another thing you can do is retreats. So you can offer, you know, all sorts of different types of retreats. I've talked to so many different people with MBOM who offer retreats, and all of them offer something unique. So think about a place in the world you'd want to go, for how long you'd want to do it, what price point you're looking at, who your target market is for it, and so much more. Who do you want to attract? Who do you want to join you? Who do you envision taking to a tropical location or a mountain destination, or maybe like a fun travel retreat? What excites you when you think about a week away with a group of people, or 3 days away, or even a one-day retreat? The possibilities are really limitless with retreats. So think outside the box. It doesn't need to be Mexico for a week, beach-long vacation. It doesn't have to be that. It can be so many other things. You can do a day-long wellness retreat. You could do a meditation retreat. You can do a raw food retreat. You can do a yoga business retreat. There's so many different options when it comes to what you can offer. And that's a really, really great way to engage with your people, engage with your tribe, and to make, you know, a sustainable income. Other things you can do are to dive into specialty programs. So at the studio that I manage, we run different programs throughout the year. We have a meditation program, we have an intro to yoga or beginners program, we have prenatal programs, we have kids yoga programs, and we have mom and baby yoga programs. And we have specific teachers for all of those. If you think that you want to specialize in something like that, that's an offering that you can create and package into a program. It could be a 4 to 8 week program where you have registered as well as drop-in options. You can think about either renting a space from a studio or maybe teaching in a studio that you already teach at where you already have students built up. There's so many different ways to go about doing these things. But really think about, you know, what else can you teach outside of studio classes? So what I want you to do is get a pen and paper and just start brainstorming right now. Think about all the different types of things that you'd want to offer, what excites you, what inspires you, and get started with that so that you can be teaching more, reaching more people, expanding your offerings, expanding your following, and making more money. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out, and I'll see you in the next section. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of the podcast. To find out more, head on over to mbomyoga.com/yoga-business-bootcamp. You can also find us on YouTube at www.mbomyoga.com/YouTube. You can join us on social media at Mastering the Business of Yoga on Facebook and Instagram. And you can join our private Facebook community called Yoga Business Badasses. As always, all links are always found on the website. Once again, thanks for joining me, and namaste.